Welcome back.
What's
Psychic
up, everyone?
Medium Cindy Kaza in the building.
I am here in the building.
We're not in the
car.
Building. We're in the car.
How but come that's this how isn't popping up?
It takes a second. Oh. So now you should know. So now if you scroll down, it probably pops up. So we got to talk about this big news story coming up, huh?
Well, I mean,
it's interesting though. I want to know.
Wait, how come this isn't?
Let's see.
Every time I can't get this right.
Yeah.
You're gonna kill us.
No,
I swear to God,
not.
Every time I get into the car
we're
for
stopped.
Captain's. Oh, there it
there
is.
There you are.
Share now.
Go.
Share.
We're in.
All right, cool. Now I can turn the.
All right, now here we go. Now put the car in automatic drive mode. We're good.
Oh, God. You need a self-driving car.
It's half, it's three quarters.
It's three quarters self-driving?
Yeah.
Well, let's not try that today.
Why not? It's on. It's doing it.
I'm so scared.
I do it every time.
I know.
I just set this. It's all set. I just took, you know, in the parking lot.
Your teeth are very white. Did you get them whitened?
No.
Oh.
Maybe it's just.
Don't they look white?
Good jeans. I do use whitening toothpaste.
Oh, yeah.
Every day. So maybe that helps.
Yeah.
Does that help?
I guess.
You have white teeth too, though.
I know.
Yeah. I'm going to pull out. So what's going on in the news? You got some skeptics out there or what?
No, it's not about me, you know.
No, I know.
Well, I guess.
But it's interesting because it's just like anything. So these guys are running around. Tell me the story.
Okay, so there's an article that came out in the New York Times, like, what day? Today's Friday, so I think it was like Tuesday or something.
Yeah.
Or I don't know. But, oh, look, there's already somebody posting the Bible. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, we appreciate you.
I respect your opinion. But,
But we will say goodbye to you.
Okay, so,
Goodbye.
Well, and it's okay. You know, it doesn't offend me. But there was an article that came out, which, you know, it's coming from people who are going around and trying to, you know, prove that psychic mediums are all fake. Maybe not all fake, but
right.
It didn't say all psychic mediums. But what they're doing is they're going around and going to live events and setting up fake Facebook pages to see if the medium is using social media to research the people in the audience
and
prior to the show.
Who has that kind of time?
I don't know.
But
I mean, I don't, but that's why I told, like I was talking to you about earlier, I'm so glad I work in the venues that I work at because I don't have access to the client list
correct.
Or
yeah,
the ticket
yeah, you have no
sales.
Idea who's going. I don't even know who's coming.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. But the thing is like, there's probably some people out there that are doing
well,
it
of course.
Fake,
they're,
right?
They're
fake. There's frauds in anything.
Everywhere. They're fakes everywhere. In any fields, right? And
absolutely.
There certainly are, but.
I mean, look at doctors. There's guys, people that impersonate doctors. Right?
Horrible.
And they do real surgeries.
That's horrifying.
And then they go to jail.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So there's crazy people out there doing things like that all the time.
Yeah.
But did they find anybody that was doing it? Were they valid in any of the circumstances?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Because I didn't see the research. I didn't see any of the documents. It's like, you know, they're writing an article and then you're going on hearsay. Is
right.
it true or is it not? So I don't even want to comment on that. But I think that talking about that sort of thing is really important because skepticism, I think skepticism is good. People should be skeptical and it's a healthy thing, you know?
Yeah.
But not all mediums are frauds.
Right. No, not at all. And then the interesting thing is like, who has the ability? First of all, if you're that good that you can go on social media, read stories about everybody who's potentially coming to the audience, and then you could pick out the person. Like, I have a following, and I see people all the time. I'm not even sure when I walk into town if that person is the same person that's been talking to me on social media for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Isn't that so weird?
Yeah.
Like, do you ever have that situation?
Yeah, it's out of contact, right?
So
it's
many
weird,
times
yeah.
I've been in areas or restaurants or situations, I'm like, I'm pretty sure that person is a friend of mine on social media that we talk on Instagram or Facebook, but I am not gonna say hi because I don't know. So these people, they're saying that there's somebody that good that they can go. It's gotta be a small audience, not like what you do. Because
yeah.
you're doing huge audiences, like 200 plus people.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know all the details, but you know, if somebody actually is doing that, should they be called out? Absolutely.
Of course.
If that's
ridiculous.
Actually happening, then
yeah.
sure. But, you know, who, I don't know. I just, because I feel like sometimes some of the people that are really trying to do that are people that just automatically hate us and don't believe in anything we do.
That are trying to say that they're debunking, they're so good at, they know everything else. Which in their lives, they're probably totally whacked themselves and they have nothing else to do except try to troll people on the internet.
I don't know.
What kind of life do they live that they actually have the ability to worry about this stuff?
And I don't know. Everybody, you know, and that's what I was saying before. The beauty is that we all have a right to speak our minds and freedom of speech and freedom of religion and all that stuff. But, you know, I think the other misconception about mediumship or psychic ability is, well, A, everybody has an intuition. So that's the root of the psychic ability. Yeah. Every human being has intuition, right?
Yeah, but not like yours. Yours is amazing.
Well,
you just know.
I'm just more
everything.
I don't know everything.
I'm telling you, when you, some of the stuff that you told me, I was like, I couldn't believe it.
But
I would hate to date you.
Oh, thanks. That's probably why I'm still single. Nobody wants to date
me. It'd be the worst. You'd be like, oh, okay, I know what you did.
But you know, it's just really interesting. But I think what it is that the misconception sometimes is that. Because if movies we've seen in Hollywood and stuff, like The Sixth Sense, I love that movie. I'm not knocking the movie because it's awesome. But
is it real?
They got a lot of things right. But the thing is, most mediums, I really don't know a single medium that sees people on the other side. Like I'm looking at you all day long, every day, and is having a full-on conversation like we're having right now.
Right.
It's way more subtle because we have hear things, we have impressions that we see in our minds, we feel and it kind of hits you all at the same time. So I always describe it as kind of like playing Pictionary charades and telephone simultaneously.
Okay.
Because you have visions like clairvoyance. So have you ever had a dream that about something that's going to happen before it did? Or
right, yes,
so
I have.
You wake up and you're like, wow, I just had a dream something was going to happen, and then it happens. That's clairvoyance.
My mom had a dream that the house was going to get burglarized, and it did. This was 20 years ago, but yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it did the next, like, day.
Right.
So what is that?
Psychic. It's a premonition.
It's amazing. So the thing is like, if you're talking to somebody, do you have to put aside, like, the other ability to know, like, what they're thinking or feeling or how, what is it? Like if me and you're just having a conversation, do other things pop in your head? Like, oh my God, I know.
Oh no. So I can turn my ability.
You just have to go down right. And turn on and get into that funk.
I don't want to know your mind.
I know, but like, does that ever get in the way of like just normal conversations? No.
And not for me because I don't always keep myself open. I wouldn't be able to like walk around doing that all day.
You need a very open mind, Cindy.
I know.
But that's funny, right? Like, so you actually have to tune in.
So it's kind of like flipping a switch where you expand your consciousness outside. So that's where that exists, right?
Yeah.
But it's like flipping a switch. So it's not on right now. I'm just talking to you regular. We're just regular.
Yeah.
Not like last time.
Last time it was good. It was really good. I couldn't believe it. That was amazing. I actually wanted you to talk to my grandparents, and you named my grandfather. The first thing, we had no idea that I had actually told somebody that I wanted you to do a reading and see if you were going to talk to my grandfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, I told you, I didn't tell you that. And then the first person you said was Charles or Charlie, and his name was Charles, which was like, I was freaked out. And then we were talking and everything, of course, was spot on, but amazing that you like knew the name. I mean, how many names are there? Who knows, right? And you just picked that. And I hadn't mentioned that name in years. Like, that was just amazing. Yeah,
oh.
It was really, really crazy. So you have a cold right now.
I do.
Why don't you tell yourself that you are not going to be sick?
I know, mind over matter. I know.
That's what you should do.
I've been sick so much this year. It's so annoying. It's like...
It's a lot of traveling.
But I fly everywhere, so...
Yeah, it's a lot of traveling.
It's hard, yeah.
But you're in sunny Florida performing at Off the Hook Comedy Club
tonight.
I know,
I'm super psyched.
Two shows, 6:30 and 8:30. How cool is that? And then
tomorrow... Anne says, I'm a skeptic. Awesome, Anne. Skepticism is awesome. Totally cool.
Yeah, come see the show, because you will be turned. It's amazing, I'm telling you.
I think
I've seen so many, and it's just amazing how you basically take the entire audience and like break down people's like lives, and everybody's like, oh my God, it's so right. People are crying and people are happy, and it's really an amazing experience.
And I love working at comedy clubs. I always say this because it's such a fun environment where people can have some food and hang out with their friends and like feel relaxed. It's not as, you know.
Yeah, you open up. I like your intro because then you kind of like put everybody at ease and you tell them like, tell me what you say, because you say some stuff that's like good for everybody in the audience. So that way, like, everyone's kind of open.
Well, I think laughter is a great medicine. Right.
Yeah.
So I like to, it's not light because you're dealing with death, but I like to bring a sense of humor to it, you know?
Yeah.
Because laughter is so healing. And honestly, people will come through from the other side and they're funny. They're the ones like calling people out on their stuff. I always say, well, nothing's safe, you know?
Right.
What happens in Naples stays in Naples, right? Yeah. Because people's stuff comes out.
It does. People in the audience are like taken back. There's people crying. There's people happy. Like,
yeah.
People are sometimes you get some of the people when you're doing readings, like, okay, I can't take anymore. Right?
And that's fine.
How do you feel when they do that?
I'm not there to drive the nail in and make somebody run out crying. That's not okay.
Right.
You know, I think as somebody working in the public, you really have to be respectful of that, because that's, you don't want people to ever feel unsafe in your environment.
Absolutely.
You know, and I always tell people, if I'm going too far, and sometimes I can sense things and I won't say everything.
Yep.
Because it's not appropriate. If I'm seeing a homicide and I'm seeing the whole scene playing out in my head, I don't have to really describe the details of the scene.
No, but you do sometimes see it. You see it, right?
I can see it.
Because one time there was a pretty touchy subject, right? With something like that in the audience, I remember.
Oh, I don't know.
At one of the shows.
Probably. Yeah. There's homicides, or I think it was
a death, and it was, I think, a still open investigation that you came across. It was pretty interesting.
And so you can see as a medium, see the scene in your head of what happened, but it doesn't mean on stage you have to give every gory detail. That's not why. I mean, that's just traumatizing for the person that went through that experience,
right?
In the audience, it's not necessary, you know. So there's a way to give the information that's not like that.
There's a lot of healing that happens too, though, when people come to the show. Like, they want so bad to figure out what they're looking to talk to people in the past, and when you hit that, when you come across a person and they're like, it's, I mean, they're just like, they never forget it. I get people messaging me all the time.
Oh, really?
Oh my God, is Cindy coming back? Because she, you know, she talked to somebody in my past. Yeah, I'm telling you, it's amazing.
No, that's sweet. I'm just glad I can get the information out. You know, I don't like to take credit for it, I guess. That feels weird to me, because I just give it to God. I believe in God, you know, and I know a lot of people, think that this is against God, but I think there's a difference.
Yeah, you do. That's part of the opening that you do. When you first do your opening announcements, I liked how you kind of tie everything in and tell people you don't have to believe in X, Y, and Z in order to understand what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But what do you say? I like to, let me hear what you say.
Well, then my intro is like 15 minutes.
No,
long.
Just that that part. That part's really good. When you say, like, regardless of your religious beliefs, we're here for, like, that kind of stuff that you say is really interesting.
Well, I just talk about, you know, that I believe in God, and God has a plan beyond our own. Because what happens is, when, you know, you've got so many people in an audience, sometimes it's 250, 300 people.
Right.
Obviously, everybody there, or almost everybody there, wants to have an experience.
Yeah,
right?
They all want readings, exactly. Yeah.
And sometimes,
but you can't do that.
And there's not, I mean, it's impossible.
Correct.
And so, psychics are bullshit. Hey, Paul! Love you, bud. All right. So, but anyway, the thing is, people will walk away sometimes and they don't get a message, like, really upset, you know?
Yeah.
And so I just try to turn it over and say, you know, there's a plan beyond our own. Whoever gets a message, and just please be happy for those getting messages,
right?
Because sometimes even the people getting messages will get a message for somebody connected to them, not even for them.
Right.
Right. But I just allow whatever happens to happen, you know, so.
Which is really amazing how the show just kind of goes. You could do it hours.
Yeah.
I mean, the show's, almost 2 hours, an hour and 40 minutes, hour and 30 minutes. But literally, you could go for 8 hours and still, like, every person would still have information given to you. I don't understand how you process it all coming at you.
It's a lot. It's a lot sometimes. Yeah.
Is it race, like, at you, or is it just come in slow?
It depends on the night. Like, some nights it's better, it's easier than others, where I feel like things are really, really, they're standing in line, and other nights I feel like I'm being bombarded. So that's on me, though, you know, as a medium. I have to...
Right, that's what I'm saying. I want to understand, like, when you're up there and you're looking at 200 people, does things just start blasting at you, or is it like, okay, I see this is hovering here and you got to pick it, or how is it?
I just want to say, hi, Lisa. Okay, so the way that it happens is I'll be on stage, right? And then I feel the information coming in. So I'll say, for example, this is just an example. I have a dad here. I'm hearing the name Rick or something. I know
it before you see it? Or do you see it?
It hits me in a lot of different ways. So sometimes I'll feel the relationship. It feels like dad, or I know it's dad. Sometimes I'll hear the name. Oftentimes with names, I hear it, but it isn't like you're hearing me speak to you now. It's like if you were to sing the words to your favorite song in your head. It sounds like I'm talking to myself.
Okay, yeah.
The only way that I know that I'm not talking to myself is when somebody says yes or no to what I'm saying, you know?
Right.
So that's how that works.
Okay. Because I'm trying to understand that. So I could see, where you get a song stuck in your head, it just you're not singing it, but you can keep, it keeps replaying. So is that's how some of the messages come?
Where I'll see, I'll feel, I'll hear, and then I have to, sometimes it does feel like you're putting the pieces of a puzzle together. So the misconception is people say, oh, well, if you're really communicating with people on the other side, it should be like I'm talking to you right now. It should be like this, but it doesn't come through that way. See, people are like, thanks, Heidi. Be quiet, Fred. Stop yelling, Fred. Hey, Jennifer, what's up? Boop, boop.
All right. It's hard to see, guys, when I'm driving.
Don't let him read the
light.
Comments.
Yeah, we're driving into the light, so I can't really read.
You're
the
driving
screen.
Into the light?
Yes,
see?
Yes. Oh. That's how it is. It's everything's about medium shit today. We like to use a lot of puns.
I know. No, but, you know, and look, my job, and I always say this, is not to turn every skeptic into a believer. That's entirely impossible, and it's not why I do what I do. That isn't even a battle worth fighting.
Right.
And if I operated under that kind of agenda, I would just what's the point, you know?
So many people, though, that love to, they want to be a skeptic and want to be like, oh, this is BS. And then they leave, they're like, damn, I don't know how she did it. Every time.
Well, and people.
Every time.
And people will be like, you're a mentalist, or you Googled people, or it's like, I seriously don't have time to Google 250 people.
You couldn't Google because you wouldn't know. So you couldn't tell. I don't know who's on the list right now.
Right.
You have no way. I mean, unless you're
a
hacker.
And I don't even sell the tickets.
And you can hack Eventbrite, which is the third largest online portal in the world. They're selling after freaking Amazon and Apple.
Look,
did you know
guy?
That? So nobody's
really?
Hacking Eventbrite. You can't get the list. There's no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're the third largest online portal.
Yeah.
They sell like billions of dollars every day. Mm-hmm. It's insane how much money they're making.
Yeah.
So there's no way that like you're hacking that system to figure it out.
And you know, at the end of the day, like it's par for the course that people are going to say that stuff. And I know that, you know, so I just keep doing what I do,
yeah.
And I try to help as many people as I can, and I welcome skeptics to my events. Please come. It is what it is,
right?
You know, so that's where it's at.
Well, I love when you're on the captain's log. You're one of my favorite guests, always one of my favorite people. Don't miss Cindy. She's gonna be at Off the Hook. This is a 3-day gig. Usually you're only here for one night.
Right.
So you're here Friday, Saturday, Sunday this week at Off the Hook in Naples, Florida. Get tickets at offthehookcomedy.com. This is the Captain's Log. I'm Captain Brian, Cindy Kaza. We're having a great time, and we're going to be live right now on 103.9. Tune in. We're going to be on Big Mama. We love you guys watching. Ask questions, Fred. We can't change your mind, but that's okay. Come see a show that you'll be blown away. Have a good one.
Bye.